Transportation Committee to order. It's 1:32. Present Representative Dugan, Representative Johnson, Representative Fairclough. First up on the agenda, we have House Bill 8, which was previously heard. We closed public testimony. We have Lieutenant Rodney Dial online and also the staff to Representative Ramirez, the sponsor. Mr. Dial, are you able to hear us here?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Lieutenant Dial. I am online.
Excellent. I have a few questions on the bill. I'm just going to rattle them off, and if the committee wants to interrupt, please do. First of all, can you just basically generally go over what the facility is in Fairbanks? And I apologize, I missed the last meeting, so this may be redundant for some of the members. But just very briefly, can you summarize what the facility is?
Yes. For the record, my name is Lieutenant Rodney Dial. I'm stationed with the troopers in Ketchikan, Alaska. I believe the Fairbanks Police of Chief may be online. And that's Chief Hoffman. He would be able to go over the training facility a little bit better than I would be able to, if that's what you're looking for, an overview on the training facility.
Mr. Hoffman, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Can you just very briefly describe the facility, please?
You bet. It's actually a very basic shooting range, and it's hopefully going to be constructed to replace our current range, which is slated for destruction due to airport expansion. We're basically talking about a 100-yard shooting range with a raised, you know, dirt berm around it, and an associated, what would commonly be called a rain shack, just a place where people can go in, you know, under the cover of a roof to, you know, clean their weapons and take care of their gear. Again, it's a pretty rudimentary range facility that we're talking about here.
And this will be owned by the state of Alaska?
Yes, it is being, what has basically been offered to us is that this facility is going to be put on state lands, which are owned by the airport. They basically offered to give us the parcel of land because they recognize that our other range facility, which is on their other property, is being taken away.
Is there any personnel needed to staff the facility?
No. We plan on continuing the model that we utilize with our current range, which is utilized by upwards of 30 different federal, state, and local agencies here in the area. And just as an individual agency needs to go out and use that range, it's scheduled through the airport. And it's the responsibility of that individual agency to have whatever, you know, monitoring or training staff go out and conduct activities that day.
Thank you. Lieutenant Dial?
Yes, sir.
Can you outline the department's plans for the Public Safety Academy in Sitka and if this will have any effect on the Sitka facility?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Commissioner is looking to establish regional training centers to complement, not to replace, the Sitka Training Academy, just with the realization that these regional training centers will allow significantly reduced travel times and thereby increasing the productivity of our troopers. If you think about it, it's kind of it's a way to keep our troops at their duty stations as much as possible. For example, if we send a trooper from Western Alaska to Fairbanks for training versus sending them to Sitka, will save as much as a day of travel on each end. If the regional training center saved just 2 days of travel for half of our troopers yearly, it would basically have the same effect as adding another trooper position to serve Alaska. It's also important that we note that a significant amount of our excess travel time is overtime pay. So I believe the commissioner's goal is just to make our organization more efficient, and to have these regional training centers. It would in no way, though, replace the Sitka Training Academy.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Representative Johnson, so is it my understanding that you intend on training half the troopers in Fairbanks and half in Sitka, thereby cutting the number of Sitka trainees in half?
Representative Johnson, through the chair, That was just an example that I put out there. That's not necessarily what would take place. One thing to point out is, since there are no long-term housing proposals along with these regional training centers, that in no way would replace what we have going at the academy. So it's just kind of a way to complement what we currently have and to try to make the department more efficient. But I just kind of threw that out there as an example. I would suspect that if we had a regional training center in Fairbanks, we would utilize that for a lot of our Western Alaska and interior posts. Obviously, in Southeast, we're always going to send our troops to Sitka. It's just a lot easier. So that was just merely an example. I don't know how that would shake out in the end.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee to the witness? Lieutenant Dial, thank you. And Mr. Hoffman, appreciate your testimony today.
That's not a problem. Could I make one more brief statement?
Is this Mr. Hoffman?
Yes, this is Dan Hoffman in Fairbanks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, I guess I'm just slightly concerned that this proposal was actually brought forth and initiated by our local Peace Officers Association, which again represents upward of 30 agencies that use this facility here. And while I certainly can understand the, concern or analysis of impact with regard to the Alaska State Troopers statewide operation, I can say that with regards to our local range here, the state troopers' participation and use of that range is an extremely small part of what we're talking about here. Members of the Fairbanks Police Department don't travel to Sitka when we have to do qualifications. None of our local agencies here travel to Sitka as part of our normal operation training requirements. This is a local range facility that's desperately needed to be maintained here in Fairbanks to service our local needs. If it ends up helping the troopers additionally, that's great, and I'm all for that. But I'm just hoping people don't lose sight of the fact that we're losing the only range that we have here that services all of our law enforcement agencies, and we need to have another facility replace it.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Representative Dugan.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe one of you would know the answer to this question, but I believe the question of whether or not to actually build the facility is contained in a bill that's separate from this. And this bill is simply about what to name this facility, I guess, if and when it's built. Is that correct?
Representative Dugan, through the chair, that is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else from the committee for the witnesses? Again, thank you, Mr. Hoffman, Lieutenant Dial. Committee discussion. I have a very small, insignificant conceptual amendment in the title, and also on line 6. Remove Fairbanks and replace it with Sitka. Just kidding.
Are you entertaining discussion on that? Or?
That was a joke, Lieutenant. I hope you didn't take that seriously. I'd entertain a motion to move this bill out of committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that the committee move House Bill number 8 as conceptually amended. I would move that the committee move out House Bill number 8 along with attached 0 physical notes and individual recommendations.
So move. I'm going to take a short at ease while we do the committee report. back to order. Before us is House Bill 168, presented as a committee bill. Dave Scott from my staff is here to present it to the committee. We have folks from the railroad and DOT online, so if you have any specific questions, I'd ask that we'd wait until those folks are, until Dave's done with his initial presentation. Dave, you identify yourself for the record, please.
My name is David Scott. I'm a staff for Representative Johansson. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 168 authorizes two exchanges of land of approximately 10 acres between the Alaska Railroad Corporation and DOT in order to accommodate two DOT projects. Those projects are the widening and lane improvement of the Parks Highway in Wasilla and the construction of a heavy aircraft cargo apron at the Fairbanks International Airport. Both of these projects require an adjustment of the railroad track and right-of-way lands. This legislation ensures that all appropriate titles to property can be in place for both of these DOT projects. Section 1 of House Bill 168 pertains to the land exchange for the Parks Highway Improvement Project, and Section 2 of House Bill 168 pertains to the land exchange for the cargo apron at the Fairbanks International Airport. Alaska Statute 4240-285 requires legislative approval for the Alaska Railroad Corporation to, quote, exchange, donate, sell, or otherwise convey its entire interest in land. And like the chairman already said, to answer specifics regarding this, there are members from DOT and the Railroad Corporation here.
Any questions for David? And before we go, this is the first time he's ever testified in front of the committee, so be nice to him, Mr. Dugan.
Let me come up with some questions.
Oh, well, hopefully then, hopefully this will either be an easy question or a question for someone else to answer, Mr. Chairman. I just want to be reassured that there isn't any opposition to either of these two land swaps, either from other agencies or from the public. So I guess I could make that statement in the form of a question if someone would like to answer that.
Okay. Let's let the railroad testify, and Great. We'll have DOT folks. Any other questions for David? Thanks.
For the record, my name is Wendy Linskoog, and I work for the Alaska Railroad as their Assistant Vice President of Corporate Affairs.
I'm Mary Soroki, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Legislative Liaison.
And from the railroad, we have not heard any opposition whatsoever. This is a real small issue in terms of just an agency-to-agency land exchange to accommodate the DOT project. So at this point, I'm not aware of any opposition out there at all.
Nor is DOT. If you look at the diagrams and the pictures that you've seen, it was property that really didn't have a constituency that would be opposed to the transfers.
Could, just as a former procedure for the folks, can you identify yourself when you switch back and forth? I think she's trying to figure out who's talking.
Nah.
Thank you.
That was Mary from DOT.
That was Mary. Representative Dugan?
Thank you. Are these publicly noticed, these sorts of exchanges?
I'm going to have to defer to our right-of-way people who do the actual property transfer actions.
Is that the Zimmerman or Bennett?
Yeah, Fran or John.
Fran Zimmerman or John Bennett, are you online?
This is Fran Zimmerman with Central Region Department of Transportation, and my involvement is with the Parks Highway facility. I do not believe that there is normally a public notice process involved in this type of a transfer. John?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, this is John Bennett, right-of-way chief, Northern Region. Through the public, normal environmental public involvement process, there's been public notice and public involvement in this project, but generally public notice for a disposal of land is only required when it's going outside of state hands, that is, when it's the state is divesting itself of an interest. In this case, the end result will be all the real property will still be held by the state of Alaska.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Do you guys have anything else you'd like to put forward? Any other questions from the committee? Representative Johnson.
So this, thank you, Mr. Chairman, this involves moving the track?
The Fairbanks project does, in fact, involve moving an existing spur line a short distance to make room for the heavy cargo apron.
And,
this is Fran Zimmerman in Central Region. The same situation exists with regard to the Parks Highway. The railroad tracks had to be relocated approximately 100 feet south of their prior location when we did the improvement project.
So this has already been done?
The construction of the project and the relocation of the tracks, yes. The transfer of title, no. It's dependent upon this action.
And is that true in both cases, the airport and the...
This is John Bennett. That is correct. We advertised the project and commenced construction based on a right-of-entry document between DOT and the railroad. So we're also in the process of just wrapping up the title details so that we can exchange deeds for the property.
May I, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So even though there's no physical note on this bill, there was a cost to moving the track. And who paid for that?
This is Fran Zimmerman again. It's a part of the project costs, and my Parks Highway project was a primarily federally funded FHWA project.
This is John Bennett. It's the same situation with the Fairbanks International Airport. The project is funded by the Federal Aviation Administration, and this is a participating cost.
Thank you. I applaud the railroad. Are there any more of these where we can have move track to better locations and have the federal government pay? That's pretty nice. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Parts of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Representative Salmon.
Yes. The question I have is, they have an access way road around the runway there. Will that still be available to the public?
This is John Bennett. Yes, that is true. There still will be an access road there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? This bill did pick up a Finance Committee referral, so we have three referrals. So I intend to move this out today. If there's any objection, I'd like a motion to move this on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With your permission, I'd like to move House Bill number 168, along with the attached zero physical notes and individual recommendations.
Objection? Seeing none, so moved. And we're done. We'll adjourn at 1:52.